Blog Talk Radio.
Ew. RD Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo.
Discutimos, peleamos,
pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Pero nos amamos, ay, vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos. Pero nos amamos, ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos ahí.
Y así nos mantenemos en este show y el mismo can. A veces yo no entiendo de verdad cuál es tu plan. Si somos dos personas diferentes y no sé cómo sucedió.
Pa' mí no hay otra como tú, pa' ti no hay otro como yo, no.
Cuando no me tienes en la casa te alteras. Si no me sientes cerca te desesperas. Me quieres dar una tanda la noche entera, pero llego, te beso y hacemos pila de lo que era.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese, que en la calle a nadie besé.
Hey, what's up? How you doing? How was your weekend? Couple more days and it's going to be Christmas. Did you do a lot of your shopping yet? Any more gifts you got to buy? I understand. These gifts can be quite expensive, but that's okay. It's that time of the year. Today's topic, love season. You know, this is the time of year that people show love more so than any other time of the year. I mean, you're supposed to show love all year long, but, you know, this is a season of love, of gift-giving, hanging out with family, friends, co-workers, you know, Christmas parties, dinners, you know, things of that nature. Love season. So, you know how I kick up the show? Dude got 200 and something years for raping 13 black women. I'm talking about the cop convicted last week. When you have a badge, there are certain things that you should have in yourself. I'm not saying that all police officers are wrong or perfect or any of that thing, such thing. I'm just saying, when you are a public official, you have to have morals and some kind of being about yourself. I mean, what give him that authority or right to think that he could rape 13 women and nobody's going to say anything? He thought he was above the law. But how can you be above the law that you're supposed to serve and protect the citizens of your town or your county? What gives you that right to think you're above everybody else? I'm glad he got 200-something years. They should give him more, but 200 is enough. Let's put it like this. He will never see the outside world again, and that's good. He don't deserve to. He can boo-hoo and cry all he wants to, but, sir, you broke the law. you violated people's rights civilly and emotionally. You violated, so you got what you deserve, and I'm glad, goody for you. That's what you get. And for all those other people that have a badge on and think they're above the law, justice will be served to you as well. Because remember, ladies, justice is blind. So think about this. So others will come back to you calmer. A lot of times people think when they plant seeds or say things that, oh, by the way, that don't come back to me, I'm exempt. No, you're not exempt from what you did wrong. What makes you feel if you can dish it, you can take it? So, sir, enjoy your 200-some years behind the state pen walls. Have a good life, and I'm glad you're there. Because you didn't think about those women that you attacked or assaulted. See, when you're doing something big and bad, or oh, it looks good from the outside, but the payment plan is no joke. I'd like to give a shout out to Lou Weldon Gatson, Jason, Shane, Jennifer, Stacy, to my nieces and to my nephew, who is 17 years old. Wow, 17 years old. Who, I feel like I'm getting old. Don't you remember when these kids were like in baby seats and they talked to you and they were not into like video games and cell phones and girls and sports? Remember those days? Enjoy those days because they go by so fast. If you want to be a guest calling on Food for the Soul with Chef Ramon Weldon, the number is 646-915-9934. Once again, if you want to be a guest calling or you want to give a shout-out or say anything, you can hit me up at 646-915-9934. If you have any questions or feedback you want to share with me, you can always email me at wefdon112@gmail.com. That's wefdon112@gmail.com. So we go right into the show. Food for the Soul menu, which you can find on my blog, through Gmail or Google, Kosher Salt and Crusted Prime Rib Roast. That was nice. Maple glazed sweet potatoes with bacon and caramelized onions. Dessert. Deep South Eggnog Cake, because you know it's Christmas time. The drink, Party Mimosa. Food for the Soul thought. In her smile, I see something more beautiful than the stars. A person's smile tells a lot about them. And it's good to see a person with a beautiful smile. And men, don't be too shy to say nice smile or anything. Women like that. They do, seriously. I won't lie to you. Now we're going to get into the show in a minute or two.
Ew. RD, Colombia.
Well, I just lost another uncle this year. It seems like every time I turn around, there's a funeral or something going on. Life is short. Life is not forever. We take things for granted, but you have to do better. Each day is a gift. So, hence love season. Love is an action word. It's a verb. Love, all, as they say. But what do you really think of love when you hear the word love? Love is not envious. Love does not be judgmental. Love does not make you hurt somebody else. Love is caring. Love is kind. Love is patient. Love is a lot of good things. But yet still, for the season, we need more love. There's too much hate going on. There's so many people playing the race card, the religion card, or I just don't like you card. We need to do better. Think about this. Why is it that when you see two little kids that don't know each other playing in a sandbox, one might be an African-American child and one might be a child, but these kids just hard down playing, laughing, giggling, doing kid stuff. To them, they're just kids. That's how they view the world. We're just kids. We're having a good time. So how come the same philosophy won't go through life? Why when we get older we something or love, y'all? This is a season. Christ came and was born. So we have a chance at everlasting of the season. I know it's there is no holiday about it. Celebrate Christmas, not St. Nicholas.
RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos,
discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos. Nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Discuta, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué más le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos.
I know everybody get caught up in giving. That's cool. But remember this. The real reason of the season is Christ. So a day set aside to acknowledge that Christ was born so that we can have everlasting life one day if we live right. Everybody's going to die. That means your soul got to go somewhere. Heaven or hell, there's no purgatory. There's no wedding room. There's no afterlife. I'm going to get it together place. Nobody knows that time when they're going to leave here. Nobody has a clue because death don't work like that. But we can be warned. But sometimes we don't be paying those warnings any attention. We're just going to do what we want to do because we feel that I'm entitled to, or I'm big and bad, and that's just what I want to do. But love is the season. And I was reading this article last night about a dude that was executed, and he wrote a letter to his mom, He said, Mom, thanks for upholding me in all my wrongdoings. When you knew I stole a bike, you helped me hide it. When you knew I stole some money, you helped me spend it. When Dad was trying to chastise me, you got on his case. So, in other words, this young man that was executed found out that my mom was the bad guy. In the beginning, I thought she was the, you know, because she was a good cop. She let me get away with everything. She didn't fuss at me. She encouraged me on my bad behavior. But see, the father was the one that was the disciplinarian. He was the one that said, no, this is wrong behavior. So what do kids usually do? They usually go to the parent that make them feel good. The one that said, go ahead, little Johnny, do what you got to do. Can I tell you something? Because you encourage your child bad behavior, talking bad, cussing, doing nasty dancing, or saying whatever, you encourage them down the road. See, that road, you don't know the end of the road. It could be prison. It could be death. It could be drug abuse, drug addiction. It could be a lot of stuff down this road. And I'm not wishing bad luck on anybody, but this is a love season. When you love somebody, you chastise them. You teach them right and wrong. You show forgiveness and kindness. That's love. You don't let people do wrong because you don't want to hurt their feelings or you want to be their buddy. As a parent, you're not the buddy. You're the parent. Could you imagine if God didn't have any rules or the Ten Commandments or any regulations? I mean, man already doing what they want to do anyway with rules and regulations. Could you imagine if there was none at all? Remember, this society didn't get so far out of hand until man turned it back on God. Yep, when you turn your back on the source, it becomes chaotic and a mess. The problem with this country is that we always want to clean up somebody else's mess, but we don't want to clean up our own mess. That old saying, clean around your own front door before you clean around mine. Take 6 months to mind your business and 6 months to leave mine alone. It's true. We don't do that. We're so busy trying to solve everybody else's problems, but we got high drug addiction. We got high crime rate. We got abusive behavior. We got teen pregnancy. 50% high school dropout rate. So why are we marrying or trying to help somebody in the Middle East solve their problem? This country is screwing up, but we don't see it. We got to look at the bigger picture and the broader picture. Why is this country so messed up, but yet still spending millions and billions of dollars? Yo, I'm getting frustrated because I'm thinking about this. We're jumping war after war. We got soldiers losing their life. People losing their loved ones for what? Why are we so busy over there fighting their problems? Why is that?
Ew. RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo.
Well, I mean, first love yourself to take care of yourself first. That means if I love myself, I'm going to treat myself with respect. I'm going to carry myself with respect. I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to be a stand-up guy. So what's going on? It's going to be a guest calling 646-915-9934. Once again, that's 646-915-9934. It's going to be a guest calling. That we need you to talk to me live, in person. Or if you have any questions or feedback, email me at wevonr112 @gmail.com. Once again, that's weldon112@gmail.com. Yo, people, this is a love season. When you buying your kid gifts, just don't buy them gifts and don't tell them nothing else with it. Don't tell them Saint Nick brought that for you. Don't do that. You see, I'm about to run out. Yes, I'm about to run out. I'm about to push it to the limit. Why do we want to get rid of Christ out of Christmas? Why do we don't want to offend nobody? Listen to you. When you get in a bad accident, when you get cancer, heart attack, stroke, someone gets sick, someone die, who do you pray to? I'm waiting. I'm still waiting. And I'm still waiting. Who do you pray to, really? Kris Kringle? Santa Claus? Batman and Robin? That just may be sarcastic. But when something happens, who do you pray to? Jesus or Santa Claus? Old Saint Nick, the man in the red suit. You don't talk about him one time a year. It's not that we talk about him past December. It's not that we go in the first of the year talking about Saint Nick. No. It's only this time of the year. So when you have a problem or issue, who do you pray to? Okay. Not being sarcastic too much. Who's the man that went to the cross, who was crucified? Was it Saint Nick or was it Jesus? I'm waiting. Still waiting. Who was the man that had the Last Supper with the disciples? Was it Santa Claus or Jesus? I'm just saying, we said right up in representing the ideology of Santa Claus, old Saint Nick, the man with the reindeers and Rudolph and all that, and Frosty the Snowman. We don't talk about the nativity scene. We banned that. We don't want to talk about Mary and Joseph. We don't want to talk about the three wise men and the star David. Oh, no, no, no. We got past that. We done got grown. We got beside ourselves. We start smelling our little musk. So we done got too advanced for Jesus and God and the Virgin Mary and the manger. Oh, no, we got just Santa Claus and a flying sled. Oh, really? And you wonder why things are so screwed up and there's no love anymore? And I'm not saying there wasn't a Saint Nick, because there really was a Saint Nick. Yes, there was. He was a priest or something that gave gifts to the kids. But we somehow focus on that guy and not the real reason for the season. And we know Jesus wasn't born on December the 25th, but that's the day we set aside to appreciate and show gratitude and love for being a Christian. See, when you say you're a Christian, see, this is why it's called a love season. That means it's got to be love in the season, and it has to be a season of love. And your whole, and just not just this month, your season could be your life. See, I just had an uncle pass, and he was a good uncle. He was my great uncle. He was my grandmama brother. And the reason for love is he used to give us produce and fresh fish and stuff like that. And he used to call all the time to everybody. And he always liked to talk. But guess what? God called him to glory. and he's not here anymore. He died at the age of 80-something years old. But what I'm saying is, we take people for granted. We don't appreciate them. We run from them. But when they passed away, all of a sudden, we miss them. We're in mourning. We can't live without them. We want their stuff, their money that they left behind. Oh, yeah, we feel we should have that stuff. Oh, yeah. In this love season, show kindness. Show some mercy. Be giving of yourself. Don't always think about yourself all the time. Love season, your life season. The day you was born to the day you die is your season. How do you want your season to be? Do you want it to be a good season, a mediocre season, or a fair weather season? Or do you want people to say, you know, when such and such was alive or when such and such was around, they didn't smile, light up the room. They was caring. They was kind. They didn't mind helping somebody. You know, I was blessed with a stepdaddy that was like that. He always gave people produce. He always gave people money or helped them out with money. He was a giving guy. He went beyond the call of duty of being a good Christian. I mean, that's what it's about. He always had produce and things like that. He always knew how to work on things around the house. He did a lot of work in the church. Man, we so selfish now. We don't want to get off our cell phones. We don't want to talk to nobody. We always think about, what can I get out the deal? And that's why so many marriages are breaking up, because nobody wants to love anymore. How can you be married and have a loveless marriage? Yes, I said loveless. That means without love, no love. Less means without. The pictures look good. The status on Facebook look good. But the reality is y'all hate each other guts. Yes, ma'am, you look good in your tiara and your dress and your shoes and your wedding party and your wedding dinner and your honeymoon. But Monday morning came and it was hell. The love season was over. Y'all two jugglers couldn't stand each other from day one. But you went and got married because you thought it was going to be a good idea. But you find out it really was not a good idea. Y'all suck. Y'all hate each other. So 2 weeks later, or 2 months later, you know what? I think I made a bad choice. I don't love you like that. And the dude said, you know what? I got caught up in a moment. I don't love you like that either. So how did two loveless people that never was in love in the first place got married? It was all about the idea of being married. See, that's the thing. The idea of something and the reality of something is not always the same thing. Oh, you can be caught up in the idea of having a baby until you get pregnant and have a baby, and you be like, oh my goodness. Oh, Jesus. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of effort. It's a lot of time. It's a lot of pressure. Oh, Lord. See, me personally, I cured my baby blues in 5.5 minutes. Just babysit somebody else's child or be around that child for 5.5 minutes, and you will walk away. You know what? I'm good. I'm okay. It's not really that bad. I'm blessed beyond measure. Thank you. Goodness. You've been good to me, Father. Because that little child is a son of a gun. Have you ever been around a bad child? That means you lost your mind? Live a while, you'll see. Because these kids ain't no joke. So if you want to be on guest calling, 646-915-9934. Once again, that's 646-915-9934. If you want to email me with some feedback or questions or whatever, WELDONR112@gmail.com. Once again, that's WELDONR112@gmail.com. Remember, this is a season of love, caring, forgiveness, trust, honor. So don't get rid of Christ. Invite him in. Don't fall for the Saint Nick hype, Santa Claus hype. You know, they got about 1,000,005 Christmas songs, and all about Saint Nicholas, and 2.2 songs about Jesus. So that ought to tell you that it's being real that people are trying to get rid of Jesus out of Christmas, but they forgot it was his birthday. That's why we celebrate Christmas, for the birthday of Christ. So how can you celebrate my birthday and you forgot about me? Stupid as that. Really? That's how we do the thing? That's how we do things now? Y'all took the time to celebrate my birthday on the calendar, but then you don't want to mention my name because you might offend somebody? Well, hell, I'm offended. It's my birthday. How come you can't talk about me on my own birthday? So if Ramon's birthday is July the 23rd and he's a Leo and he wants to celebrate his birthday, but you say, well, you know what? We know that's Ramon's birthday, but we're going to talk about Jack. So why is y'all celebrating Jack on my day? Is Jack's birthday July the 23rd? Then, but no. So why is Jack going to get my glory and my grace? Well, we don't talk about me on my day. That's what I'm saying in a roundabout way. You cannot be, it's so offensive to that person that you don't want to celebrate their birthday on their day. You just want to give gifts. You want to hang out with family and do all that, a lot of gaggy stuff. But when it comes down to it, you don't want to talk about Christ's birthday because you feel so important or you feel you got so much to do. Remember this. Anything that is given can be taken away. Anything that is alive, going to die. Anything that go up must come down. Remember that in this love season. Oh, don't get so big in your britches that you think Saint Nick going to save you. I don't remember nobody ever said Santa Claus was going to be on Judgment Day. Maybe I can find that in the Bible somewhere. King James Version. You know, the real Bible. Is there anything in the King James Version about Santa Claus and God being on Judgment Day? When I say, do I pray to Saint Nick or do I say, in the name of Jesus? Who do you say when you pray, Saint Nick or Jesus? I'm wondering. So, if you pray to a Jesus, how come you don't want to celebrate his birthday, set aside for his birthday? I'm just saying, how ironic is that? You pray to him every day when you want something. Oh, did I touch a nerve? You only pray when you want something. That's when Jesus is real, when you want something. But other than that, when it comes to your little toys and your little fake stuff that you want to give, your fake love, old Saint Nick is the guy. I'm just throwing it out there. Be careful how you do things. Don't get so caught up in the hype. Because real is real. It is. No lie. I'm just being honest. Real is real. Just remember this is a love season. Show some love. Give some love. Encourage somebody. Be good to somebody. Be the best you can be. Because that's all you can be. And this is not the Marines or the Air Force. This is love season. And I want you to show a lot of love. Give a lot of love. Take a lot of love. Be about love. I know. It's hard for you to do because you're selfish, self-centered, egotistical, and a liar. But love will break that chain. Love will break everything about you. Love will get you out of bondage and let the church know that This is Food for the Soul with Shepherd Montaigne Weldon. This is the love season, and the season is your life. That means let your life speak for itself. Don't let you try to put you somewhere that you never worked to get to. You can't be put into heaven. You have to actually work there, just like your paycheck. You have to work for that. Nobody's going to give you a check because you think you're you. So, once again, parents, when your children do something wrong, tell them that they're wrong. Don't encourage them, because if you encourage them in the wrongdoing, they might end up on death row or life in prison. And guess what? Everything has to be answered. So, once again, guest calling 646-915-9934. Just call in 646-915-9934. Email me, looking to hear from you, at weldonr112@gmail.com. weldonr112@gmail.com. And my website is on the way, y'all. So love will break these chains.
Ew. RD Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos,
discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente a ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso.
Oh, yeah. To my characters for doing all that thing. A perfect season, y'all. Y'all go Panthers. I'm proud of y'all. Y'all look like y'all going to the Super Bowl. I'm superstitious in that way about my team. I don't like talking about the season until it's over because I want to jinx them. But my team is the joint. Carolina Panthers in the house. To the Carolina Panther Nation. Yeah, yeah. We did that thing. Well, I didn't do that thing. Y'all doing good. I'm so excited. Keep up the Panthers. They used to say when the Saints go marching for the New Orleans Saints, but, you know, I think we got a new team on the rise, a new dominant team. Yay, yay. Keep it real, the black and the blue. Yup. The black and the blue. Carolina baby all the way. Congratulations to USC as well. Clemson, y'all did y'all thing. So South Carolina showing up and showing out. Yes, I'm from South Kakalaki, baby. All day, every day, the 843 to 803. I think that's all we have, 843, 803 so far. But we're growing. We're getting big, y'all. So keep light, love in your heart for the Carolina Panthers and for Clemson and for USC, for other schools in the area like Winthrop and USC.
Ew. RD Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos,
discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos.
hype.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente a ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos.
Pero nos amamos, ay,
pa'. Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos ahí.
Y así nos mantenemos en este show y el mismo can. A veces yo no entiendo de verdad cuál es tu plan. Si somos dos personas diferentes y no sé cómo sucedió.
A mí no hay otra como tú, pa' ti no hay otro como yo, no.
Cuando no me tienes en la casa te alteras. Si no me sientes cerca te desesperas. Me quiere dar una tanda la noche entera, pero llego, te beso y hacemos pila de lo que era.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese, que en la calle a nadie bese. Yo solo tengo ojos pa' usted, relájate, despreocúpase.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese, que en la calle con nadie lidé, que yo con nadie mangué. Ay, mami chula, yo estoy puesto pa' usted.
Yo iba. Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos y ahí vamos.
Que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Shadow Blow,
el remix oficial para República Dominicana.
J Balvin,
DJ Lobo y Shadow Blow, the business, J Balvin, man. Ahí vamos, remix, DJ Lobo.
Yo te dije que nosotros estamos trabajando a un nivel demasiado acelerado en el aire.